For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. On this week's broadcast, we pick up where we left off learning about the parable of the wedding feast. God's salvation for all people is illustrated by a king's invitation to a wedding feast in honor of his son. This parable is found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. Listen now as Pastor Holland concludes this message.
And so the summons in this parable is rejected. He gave it to them and they would not come. But then we see the situation remedied in verses 8 through 10. After all this took place, then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Now, the king had a problem. Everything is there. He said, but those people that we went after now, they've rejected, they've made light of it. He said, they've even killed some of my servants, and they're not worthy. They're not worthy of what I prepared for them, and so I'm going to remit it all. He said, I want you to go out there and get those that are not worthy, or not worth anything. Go out there and get those that are not deserving of a place at the king's table. The servants are commanded to go into the highways. The highways refers to the plazas and the wide places where people are gathered. And he said, invite everyone to the marriage. But the king now is not worried about the social status of those who are invited. He's not concerned with the character of those who are invited. He's not concerned about their past, their present, or their allegiances, nor their abilities. He's prepared a table, and he sends his servants out to invite all to come. They came, no doubt. They came out of the woodwork. They came out of the woods. They came from everywhere to the feast. The bad, rank sinners, thieves, murderers, drunkards, harlots, vagrants, poor. All those people were invited to the wedding. Friend, I want you to understand something today. This parable is a great illustration of what the church ought to be doing about reaching others. Yes, we ought to go to everybody, and we ought to tell everybody about Jesus Christ. But I want you to know today, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. And everybody's invited to come to the feast. They invited people who had never received an invitation from the king. They invited people who were always on the outside. He talks about they were bad. They were guilty of crimes against the king. They were guilty of crimes against the kingdom. They were worthy of judgment. But the king, when he has nobody to come, he said, go out into the highways. And then another passage of scripture says, and compel them to come in order that they might sit at the feast. He said, invite the bad. But then he also said, invite the good. Here's the good: housewives, laborers, children, common people, people just going on with the business of life. They were all invited to the wedding. They were just like you and I. They would have never received an invitation from the king. They were too unimportant. They were invisible to nobility. Normally, these people didn't matter to the king, but now they're invited to the celebration. Again, understand, here's the king, and this parable is so picturesque of what's happened today in our churches, is the gospel and the feast has been given to those, and yet they will not come. They make light of it. In fact, today I'm sick and tired of people making jokes about Christians and talking about Christianity. But I'm going to tell you something. One day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When they invited everyone they could find, they all gathered together at the wedding. They headed off to the palace to enjoy the feast. The Bible said that when they got around the table, the wedding was furnished with guests. Furnished means it was full. It means you had to look for a place to sit. I tell you, you had to find a place to squeeze in. Every seat was occupied. Every plate had a person. The feast was not going to be wasted. It was going to be given to those who did not deserve it. And did not deserve to be there. But the only reason they were there is because they responded to the invitation. And I'll tell you, by the way, that's the only way you and I are going to be in heaven too, is because we responded to the invitation when Jesus said, come. The first part of the parable was about the judgment against the unbelieving Israel. It's talking about the Jews. Jesus came to his own people. They rejected him. They would not accept what he had. And so when he did, he turned to you and I. This parable now was the fact that he said, go out and get anybody you can. And I'm going to tell you today, any man, woman, boy, or girl that ever tells you they can't be saved, they don't understand the truth of the Word of God. Because I submit to you today, there's not a man, woman, boy, or girl ever born in this world that is not able and capable of being saved if they'll put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We find for centuries the Lord has sent His Word to Israel. Some few believe, but the majority rejected. When they rejected the King, the Lord turned to us. By the way, we're the Gentiles. We're the ones in the highways. We're the undesirables. The Bible said in Ephesians 2:1, we're dead in our trespasses and sin. Dead in our trespasses and sin. But in spite of it all, the Lord sent the gospel to us anyway. Regardless of our condition, our deeds, or our ungodliness, we are loved by God. We're called by God. And today, if you're saved, you're saved by God. If you'll put your faith and trust in Him. Our story is found in Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then when we get saved, hallelujah, something strange happens to us. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, wherefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In 1 John 3:1-3, he says we're God's children. And thank the Lord today we're all welcome to the table. We will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said, whosoever will. Today, if I'm speaking to you, you've never put your faith and trust in the Lord. Could I remind you of what the Scripture says? It said, many are called, but few are chosen. Somebody said, well, there it is, preacher. God has to choose you. No, God has to call you. You have to choose whether you accept Him or whether you reject Him. And doing that will determine the outcome of your life. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So first of all, the first part, 1 through 7, we see a summons rejected. Verses 8 through 10, we see a situation remedied. He had a feast. It didn't go to waste. He called everyone to come. But then in verse 11 through 14, there's a stranger removed. Look at verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness where there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, or few are chosen. Up until this point, it was sad that many rejected. It was joyous that many were invited, because that included you and I. But it's shocking that a man showed up without a wedding garment, and he was cast into outer darkness. This man did not have one. He was confronted by the king. The Bible said he was speechless. He could not come up with a reason for why he didn't have it. And immediately the king calls for his servants. He commands them and said, bind the intruder. Bind him hand and foot. Cast him in the outer darkness. Seems a little harsh, doesn't it? Some people said, you know, it's worthy to note this gracious king had invited everybody. Why in the world? Why would he do this to this man? Why wouldn't he give him another chance? Why would he not do? Because the man had no excuse for what he had done. It seems clear to me that he could have worn a wedding garment had he wanted to. But he became so presumptuous that he thought he could attend the feast dressed any way he desired. And I believe this is direct attack on the authority of the king. The man thought that he could do as he pleased. He thought he could attend the feast on his terms. He believed the king would accept him anyway. And by the way, I'm convinced today there's thousands of people in this world that think when they get to heaven, they're going to say, or think they're going to get to heaven, but when they stand before God, they're going to say, well, Lord, understand, I went to church. I taught a Sunday school class. I was baptized. He's going to say, sorry, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Go back to the Old Testament. You remember Cain offered God a sacrifice of his own design? People's trying to come to God on their own terms today. They attend church. They fellowship with true believers. They give. They pray. They work in the church. They're moral people. They can even use the right words. They can convince you that they've made a profession of faith. But they're like the tares among the wheats. In the end, their hypocrisy will be exposed, and they will be without excuse. Truly today, Jesus depicted that scene. Again, he said, I never knew you, depart from me. The only way for us to be accepted by God is to be clothed with the proper garments. I'm not talking about the nice suit or nice dress you got on today, but I'm talking about being clothed with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, today, isn't it encouraging to me and you to know, those who have been saved, that when God looks down, He don't see my righteousness anymore. He sees Christ's righteousness, because I put on the robe of righteousness and I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He has made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If anyone in the crowd listening to Jesus that day would have said, if anyone would have said, how do I obtain a wedding garment and be found acceptable to God? You know what the king would have said? You know what the son would have said? He said, come unto me. Just come. I will in no wise cast you out. But I want you to notice the last verse, very short, but Jesus said, for many are called, but few are chosen. Verses like that bother us, because it speaks of matters we really don't understand. But this verse is important because it reflects the balance between the sovereignty of God and the will of man. God has never sent anybody to hell. Man chooses to go to hell. God in His sovereignty sent His Son Jesus to die so we wouldn't have to go to hell. But man, in his free will, in his free choice, can make a decision to where he spends eternity. The gospel invitation sent out to everyone because it's not God's will that any should be excluded. The Bible said God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants every person, but not every person wants Him. Even those who claim to want Him, many times they don't want Him. And if they do want Him, they want Him on their terms. Friend, we're not here to get God to conform to us. We're here to be conformed to Him in order that we might love Him and serve Him and be obedient. Remember the young man in the story I related to at the beginning of the sermon? They went to the oak tree. They found death. They looked for death to kill them. All three found death waiting on them. They died. And so will you. If you're lost, all that waits for you at the end of life is judgment and hell. That does not have to end the story. The gate has not been closed. The final chapter has not been written. The story is not concluded. Jesus says this morning, whosoever will, let him come. Friend, Jesus is calling us today to the feast. We can reject Him or we can receive Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
This sermon is one of six messages brought by Pastor Holland on the parables taught by Jesus. To access each of these sermons online, please visit victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. On next week's broadcast, we will study another parable about the pearl of great price. Join us again next week on this same station. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.